are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
From this time forward.
Yeah.
So yes, the Lord took the will, protected her, and no hurt, harm, or danger outside of a little shell shock and PTSD. Yes. Not really PTSD, but y'all know what I'm saying. You get a little jarred at the core when things like that happen. And just for those that are just tuning in, I'm doing OG, the radio show, live. Libby and I are doing open air, which is a conversation where you get to join in. And I believe, do we still have callers? We may have a caller on the line. If we do, please feel free to, if you're on the line and you want to talk to us live, just call the phone number 347-324-5246. 347-324-5246, and we'll let you join the conversation. And for those that are watching us live on Facebook, because OMG audience, if you're listening or you're watching, listening to this via podcast, we are having a live show in tandem. We're having a Facebook Live conversation, an OMG radio show conversation. So Facebook, if you want to join the conversation, if there's a topic you'd like for us to have a conversation about, please feel free. Just type it in the comment section, and we'll do our best to filter it and to answer it. Can you see that okay?
Yeah.
You're good. Okay. Good going. All right. So we can start this little conversation off. And for those who just joined us on Facebook Live, Peggy, Monica, Dolores, Kim, welcome to the show. For those that are tuned in on Facebook, and for my OMG listeners out there, hey, Rich, what? For the OMG listeners, we're excited that you've joined us. Tonight's topic is open air. That means we get to have a conversation and some coffee. No shout out for this particular coffee company, but we have a conversation and some coffee, and we're talking about pretty much anything. Barbara Dixon, got to have you on my show. We need to talk about your book on my show. Yes,
hi.
We do, Barbara. Yes, yes. She's got an amazing book. We need to have
awesome.
You on my show.
Awesome.
So hit me up. Hit me or hit Pastor so we can have you on the show. Okay, so we've got a caller. Oh, if you're on the line and you've just done number, press 1 to be entered into the queue, because we've got some callers standing by. Press the number 1. Press the number 1. You'll be entered into queue, and then we can answer your question. So go ahead. Caller, last 4 digits are 7554. You're live on OMG with Mara G and Libby.
Libby.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Joyce Terry. I'm calling from New York City, New York.
Hey,
I'm here
Joyce.
To support my sister, Libby Lee, and to hear from you, Mara. I'm excited, and I love women empowering women. I can't wait to hear what's going to happen tonight.
Joyce is my girl.
You
know, we're going to go up on New York sign. You know, a little
yes.
conversation on the New York
yes.
on the which part of the Bronx? Where you from? Brooklyn? Where you from? Shout out to your city. Where you at?
Listen, we will
have a horrible New York
now
accent.
I'm going to be accused of misrepresenting because I'm actually technically in Long Island. My husband and I, we do
wrong.
Ministry, though, in all the different boroughs. So we just say New York
nice.
City, greater New York area. We've been in all the different boroughs. Except for Staten Island, but other than that, we've covered everything, and we continue to do ministry in the metro area. So we're excited to be here.
Awesome! Yeah, thank
just to let you.
You
know, Joyce is an amazing singer.
Ooh,
like,
Joyce!
You should watch out. Her album's
gonna
come.
I'm gonna have to look out for
yeah.
you, girl.
She's
I'm gonna have to look out
yeah.
for you. I heard she's
awesome.
Going platinum, so I'm excited about
awesome.
It. Thank
listen,
you so much
listen.
For tuning in. And Facebook, we want to let you know that the person who's on the telephone call is a young lady named Joyce. She's out of New York. She does ministry all through the boroughs there. So just kind of want to give you heads up. That's what we were having a conversation about, because they can't hear
well,
my caller.
They can't hear the call.
They can't hear my caller. Love you too, PJ. So thank you so much, Joyce, for coming
thank
in and supporting me. And
you.
I hope if you're just a first-time listener that you become a long-time listener and listen to some of our other radio station personalities at To Me Radio. You can check out the lineup. We've got business classes. We've got fitness. We've got pretty much Arathon. We are one stop. My name is Lenny. We got plenty. So just check us out at To Me Radio.
Awesome,
all right.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Forward to it.
Okay,
right.
Awesome. Next
bye,
caller,
Joyce.
Bye, Joyce. The next caller we'd like to welcome to the conversation is caller last 4 digits, 3803. You're live with Mara G and Libby Lee.
I like that.
Caller, last 4 digits, 3803. Okay, we'll go on to our next caller. Last 4 digits of your number, 2476. Last 4 digits, 476. You're live with Mara G and Libby Lee.
Hi, this is April Harris.
April, out of Las Vegas, or like I say,
yes.
Las Vegas. Not for you, of course, but Hey, beautiful. This is April giving us a call from Las Vegas. Do would you like to make a comment, or do you have a question, or would you like to inject a topic?
I have a question. I adopted a little boy.
He's 10
years old. Yes, I had him as a foster son at 2.5 months old, and he's 10 years old now, and it took about 2 years to adopt him. And he's having a lot of, little issues at school, and, I'm his strong advocate, always fighting for him and fighting for his rights because he's struggling a little bit. And because he's a young boy and some people don't want to work with him, and I continue to fight for him and, fight for his rights to ask for accommodations and, help him get through this so that he can be successful as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of one of my kind of a statement and a question as to what we can do as parents and the community to help our young boys and girls, make it through school and being the strongest advocate for them, our voice to be heard for them in the schools. Because to have some of the counselors and teachers and some principals that are not giving a lot of help to some of the kids that need the help. And I see that need with my son. That's why I decided to go into foster children, because I knew that they needed a voice. They needed a family. They needed a voice, someone to fight for their rights and for them to be heard in the schools and in life, period.
So basically, we're talking about advocacy. Mm-hmm. We need,
advocacy,
okay, tell her, Duncan. Yeah, advocacy. One of our people, Luanda Peoples, chimed in. She said, don't give up on him. And that's a blessing, because, of course, you're saying you're his biggest support and his biggest cheerleader. And you're trying to allow his voice to be heard. Libby's also a parent. Mm-hmm. Would you like to share some information?
I'm a parent, and I'm actually a teacher as well. So I would say that you being an advocate is the best thing you can do. There are laws out here that are in support of what you're doing. And I don't know his whole situation. I don't know if he has an IEP or individualized educational plan. But if he has those things, or if you're interested in him getting those things, they have to listen to you because you are his parent and his guardian.
Right.
So you are his best voice. Sometimes, we don't have the money we should in our education system to get the support that he needs. But you have to fight for him. And by law, they have to make those provisions. They have to search out some things. And I don't know about how you feel about moving or changing school districts, but sometimes being open to the possibility that you may have to do some different things to get the best result. Actually, my niece, my sister works very hard being her major advocate, and we love her. She was also adopted, and we found that my sister-in-law fought for her very hard to get the things that she needed, and she's doing much better. She's reading when they said they didn't think she would read. She's at a fourth grade and going to fifth grade level of reading. She's a little bit behind a grade, but it has to do with the parent, and that's the reason why she's growing as strong as she has, is because of people like you who are doing a great job taking care of our generation. And I just want to thank the teacher. I need more parents like you in the classroom than in my classroom.
Right.
When I call home and say, this is what we need, you're ready to go and try to figure it out and help the best way you can. So I just want to encourage you to keep doing the things you're doing. If you want to look into the laws, there are some advocates that are actually free. I don't have any information of where you're at, but sometimes there's some advocacy programs that help you to get the legal order that you need to support.
And we hope that was helpful for you, April. Thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations on the adoption of one of our little brown babies, 10 years old. Super excited
10
for
years
you
old
to continue
now.
To be his biggest cheerleader. That's why that book you wrote about love It was so necessary, because you have the strength of family and love and enough and abundance to be able to deposit it into somebody else. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you remain a long time listener. And thank you for sharing the post earlier. I saw that on social media. Thanks so much. God bless you.
Awesome. Oh, God bless you all too. And thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to take another caller online, but before I do, Leslie Berger on Facebook has a question for us. She was saying she felt a little stuck, and she says, how do you know whether to continue doing what you love, yet you've lost motivation? Unfortunately, her dad passed away in 2016, June 7th of 2016, and she wants to continue in the entertainment business, but she loves making people laugh. Okay, so Leslie, my advice to you will come after we say this. Again, I've expressed my sincere condolences for the loss of your dad. I know he was a huge part of your life. Your dad lived a really ripe age, and you've shown tons of pictures, and always you guys were so happy together, and I know that that space will not be replaced by anybody else, but just know we send you well wishes and our condolences. I want to encourage you, beseech you, it's like to plead with you, to continue doing the thing that you were called to do.
Yeah.
Your life doesn't stop when we lose a loved one, or, you know, move to a different city, or lose a spouse even. Your life is to be an extension of what Daddy God created you to do. And your dad, I know, loved your gift, loved your vibrant personality. I remember when I met you, you were doing stand-up comedy, and then you got into the entertainment industry in terms of acting, and you not only got in it, but you went head-on, excelled so much. She led women's groups. I mean, she put together workshops and classes.
Awesome.
That is your gift. You have a natural gift to bring people together, to encourage them, and to inspire and infuse hope. So continue to be the bright beacon of light and hope that you are, and don't let anybody dull your shine. Never let anybody dull your shine. So that's my two cents. You want to add anything to that?
I was just thinking that one of the best things to honor people that we have gone on that we love, I mentioned on my show actually a week or two ago with Christmas time, and I know that's a hard time for people who have lost loved ones, me too, as well as those that remember it. But I said one good thing about it is your memories are the things that give you the happiness and the encouragement and the thinking about what your dad would want you to do. And just mentioning that you all have that connect, which is awesome. I think doing what you love to do is an honor and respect of your father that you lost.
Yeah.
So I think it's not disrespecting his honor, but it's actually showing honor.
Yes.
He gave you life, and
your life is
exciting.
Bingo.
Yeah.
It is. Continue to be you, and it is your call to. And just on a side note to April, Keenan Reddish said, we can begin by increasing parental involvement in the school.
Yes.
That's a very true statement in reference to April having adopted the 10-year-old. That's a good way to kind of ensure, because if more parents were involved, then, of course, teachers would do whatever they're supposed to do to rise to that occasion. But they also see that so many people are supportive of their own kid, that they'd be forced into doing everything within their means because they know you're going to chip up on them.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I agree.
So we've got another caller. Hey, Logan Poindexter, you know, our girlfriend from church. She says, two blessed superstars.
Oh.
Seeing you guys now and every Sunday puts joy in my spirit.
I love her.
We love you.
That's why I sit so close to you.
So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let me hope that was. You're welcome. You're welcome. Next caller, if the last four digits are 0709, you're live with R&D and Libby Lee. And thanks
for
your patience. Caller.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can. I know this voice.
Yes, we saw each other last night in Myers.
Yes, we did. This is my girlfriend, Dorian. Let me tell y'all, cray cray. I know you probably have something to say, Dorian. I'm going to let you say it, but I gotta fill the people in on what really be happening up in through here. So I went to the grocery store because, you know, I'm shopping for me and my husband last night, and I happened to see some All That's Good Oprah Winfrey garlic mashed potatoes, but the ones that are made with cauliflower, say what all the back, they are delicious.
Are they?
Not only are they the bomb thing, but you know, my husband, he likes meat and potatoes. He likes those cauliflower mashed potatoes, those garlic cauliflower mashed potatoes.
Really?
So I went in, stock up on them, and Dorian, who I didn't know was Dorian at the time, I said, have you ever tried these? Because y'all know me, I'm a mouthpiece. I find good, and
I'm telling
everybody.
Yeah.
So I was like, have you ever tried these? She was like, no. I was like, they're good, and my husband likes them, and I had never tried them, but said I've tried them. I'm going back to get more. Long story short, I'm doing this essay about Oprah Winfrey. Like, she need my help, right? Oprah Winfrey don't need my help. But if you're hitting, if you're listening and you want to hire your girl, Greenleaf, Queen Sugar, holla at your girl. Okay, so I'm telling her about these mashed potatoes, and all of a sudden she steps back and she says, is your name Gail? And for those that know me, growing up, everybody called me Gail. Mara Gail is my name. However, people used to butcher Mara so bad that I had them call me Gail. So she said, is your name Gail? I was like, yeah. She said, oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe her memory was that good. And I've only been back here, what, 7 months now. Dorian, now that I've given this whole backdrop to who you are, what's your question? Hey, what's your comment? But thank you so much for calling in. I know Oprah's mashed potatoes.
Hey,
I do, right? Well, let me say this. First of all, those mashed potatoes are the bomb. Thank you very much.
I told you.
Okay.
See, your girl don't lie.
I have to go buy some.
Let's see that thing.
I have to, But I called in because, first of all, I came home telling my husband about how we met up and, you know, that we connected again. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how when people are in your life, whether they're in for a time or a long time or whatever, we have not seen each other since, what, 1985? And you made a lasting impression on me from that time. I never forgot you. Now, here's what's crazy, though.
What?
I never forgot you. But here's what's crazy. So when we connected last night, we hugged. Girl, so good to see you. And it was, of course. But then, you know, you sent me your social media stuff, and I was like, oh, let me check out my girl. So, girl, I've been watching you all my life. Didn't realize it was you. Every time I would see you, you reminded me of the other actress, Wendy Wickel Robinson. I would say, she looks. And so all those times I would see you, I saw Their Eyes Are Watching God. I saw Mr. Right Now. And I remember seeing you in those parts. Never made the connection.
Wow. Yeah, David E. Tower did Mr. Right Now, turned it into a film.
Okay.
And and so that's what she's referencing when she's talking about that. And Their Eyes Were Watching God. Look, another shout out to Oprah, right? Because I got hired to do the Oprah Winfrey movie. What? So, yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I can't even believe that you've been watching me all this time, and you didn't make the connection, because of course I go by Mara Gail, and you knew me as Gail.
Exactly.
So
I knew you.
Wow.
Yes. And girl, I mean,
wow.
I'm just so grateful that you're here back, because here's what's crazy. I lived in LA in the '90s, right? To work at Pictures, and loved my job, and then got married, and that's the reason why I'm back here. Been back in Chicago since 2000.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But just so my point is that the comment that I want to make is, man, you just never know who in your life is going to have the impact that they're going to have and how things come full circle.
Yes,
so
you are right.
Just so grateful.
You said
that's all I want to say, girl. Uh-huh. I'm gonna be a lifelong listener to your show.
Oh, lifelong listener. Well, we appreciate you being a lifelong listener, and I'm so grateful that you're back in my life, because it's been a long time, and like I told you in the store, I never forgot your smile, ever, 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 and I'm excited to hear about what you and your husband are doing, and so I'm looking forward to doing some work with you. I know you're going to be producing a play, so we'll be talking about all that a little bit later, too. So, yay! Thank you for calling in, and thanks for your wonderful words of encouragement. Bless my heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, it was awesome.
That's cool that you I've been watching you, but I didn't know that was you. I watched Mr. Right Now. I watched Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Praise ye the Lord. That's why you got to make sure you ain't out there doing nothing. What?
Yeah,
cray-cray.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to do nothing cray-cray. I know I ain't trying to do nothing cray-cray. Anyway, we want to remind our callers, if you've got a question or a comment that you'd like to make, please feel free to call in 347-324-5246. Our last caller, her name was Dorian, a girlfriend I just reconnected with out of Southern Illinois University. If you're calling in, that's the number one to be entered into queue. We're going to take a little pause for the cause, do us a little short station identification. I'm going to ask my EP to mute us if you can. So so that I can holler at the Facebook fans and let them know that they can chime in. So we're going to take a little pause for the call. We'll be back in about 30 seconds to a minute. So we'll be right back. Thanks.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn. Less stuff, more meaningful life. And an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels. And so much more. So get your subscription today at uptomemagazine.com. That's up, the number 2, magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
Hey, welcome back, OMG, OMG, OMG. Welcome to the OMG show. I'm Maura Gale, your host, and my guest co-host today is Libby Lee. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And this is called an open air show where we get to just dialogue or whatever's on our mind and what's on your mind. So Facebook Live is going as well as the radio show. So for those that are on Facebook Live, if you've got a question, you can leave the question or the comment right here, and Libby and I will do our absolute best to answer it and to interact with you on that.
This is really cool.
You can.
I mean, I just love to have the interaction to talk to the men and the women Facebook Live and
through the radio show. It's pretty hot. We're pretty stoked over here. And again, if you want to call in, 347-324-5246, press the number 1 to be entered into queue, and we'll answer that. Before we go to that, I want to tell you about my girlfriend's book. Lily has a book out, Broken, Beaten, but not broken. Those on Facebook can actually see it. You're still here. Y'all know how that go, right?
Yes, you're still here.
How many times have y'all had obstacle after obstacle take place?
Yes.
Mountains you had to climb and or losses, setbacks, you know, things you can't even comprehend or understand, and you feel like you really want to just give up, throw in the towel because it's so overwhelming. Sometimes life can feel like it's just suffocating you or like your nose is right here at water and you're like, I need to breathe.
Yeah.
And guess what? The next step, you get your breath.
Yeah.
The next turn, you come around a corner and the wind washes over you.
Yeah.
And then you realize Daddy, God, had you all along and you're free indeed. And that your life, this is the good part, gooder after the storm. Can I get a holla back?
That is so true. That is so true. I mean, you in the moment.
Oh, you can't breathe.
You
feel paralyzed.
In the moment, I was overwhelmed.
Yes.
Like, I can't believe these people are in my car.
Yes.
And what upset me more than anything was the fact that I had to give a police report and say who was in my car.
Oh, yeah, because they asked you what your husband was wearing.
Well, they were concerned that my husband was trying to go after the people, that the police may get who is the robber and who is the person who got robbed confused. And so they asked me to tell them what everybody went. If I had to describe the people in my car, and I described my husband. And I was concerned, I was overwhelmed with like concern that he could get hurt, or not only from the people he was going after, but people who were coming up to him. And he stopped kind of midway down the block. He was wearing a suit and his nice shoes, so he didn't go too far. But in that moment, you are overwhelmed with all kind of emotions. And that's what life is. Sometimes things hit you, they knock you down. Some things overwhelm you. Grief overtakes you, sadness, loss of a job. I don't have time to talk about that.
No,
but I have
no,
some moments.
Tay, we can't go there today.
I have some moments about job loss, budget cuts. I'm a CPS teacher.
Woo!
That's a Chicago public school teacher. I was, but they have budget cuts.
Yeah.
Not to go.
Yeah.
And so that kind of stuff can overwhelm you at the moment.
It can
break you down. It can tear you apart. But then you have to remind yourself.
Yes.
That you're still standing, you're still here.
And you're an overcomer.
And that God will take care of you.
Yes, he does.
And
because of Romans what?
Yeah.
8:20 what?
Yeah.
8 says what? All things. Not some things. All things work together for what?
The good.
You're good,
yes.
Which means you win in the end. You win. And that's a part of what, to do a little PSA, we talked about beaten but not broken in her book. And Sister Barbara said that she wants to get a caption to have a book. My book, Beyond Blessed, is about that too.
See.
The caption is, distractions have a name, purpose has a face. Because once you can identify the distractions in your life, be it your past, be it your procrastination, be it a man or woman or whatever that situation is, once you can identify it, you can more fully and completely walk in purpose. And I promise you, I done had some of those I can't breathe moments, some setback moments, some mountains so high. As a matter of fact, is about that. It's all about overcoming obstacles and realizing that you are an overcomer and realizing that God will step in and he will fight your battle. But it doesn't mean that you will have this charmed, carefree life, which people for some reason believe are seeing those new come in and they find out baptism by fire. It ain't pretty, but he really does bless you.
Yeah.
You know, he grows you up.
You know, I always wonder people who don't have God in their life,
ooh,
how they handle
Lord,
all of
me.
These different things
Lord,
that they go
help
through.
Me.
Because I know the only reason why I'm standing and breathing and smiling and have joy
Hallelujah.
Is because of Jesus.
Joy, people, joy because of Jesus. J-E-S-U-N-S. Hallelujah. You know, I tell people in the word, it talks about it, when it talks about the temptations overcoming you, you know, and you go, how am I supposed to have joy in the midst of that when things are overcoming me? But it's like you count it all joy when you fall into dire temptation because something gets added to you.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into dire temptation, the reason you can count it all joy is because more patience is added to you. A different kind of trust and rely you have to rely on God in a different way. Mm-hmm. You seek his word in a different way when you're in a situation that is blowing your mind and that you can't get from. Your hairstyle, your shrink can't give you the comprehension to. Because y'all know how we do. We sit in the beauty shop and we have our problems. Like, they're going to fix them. But God, he's growing you up in that. He's adding patience. He's adding some character to you because there's something that'll do you wrong, that'll make you want to do wrong in response and reaction to whatever's happening in that situation. When you lose your job, you start thinking about all kinds of crazy stuff. I remember back in the day, not now, I don't do this now, but back in the day, you start thinking about money that you're lacking in some area, and you try to think of how you can come up in some other area. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, if you trust God at his word, mm-hmm. if you cling to his word, and you seek him for what your next step is, because we don't have a job. We had a show called Liars, a show called There's Life After Layoff. It's a great show. And she's also an author. Excuse me. But on that show, she talks about life after layoff.
And that's so important.
Because people tend to think their identity is in their job.
Yes.
And my job is what I do. Who I am is not my job. That's not, you can't, my acting is a part of my vocation. It's my career choice. It is not who Mara is. And you may think you know me based on some characters you've seen me portray, but who I am is not wrapped up and defined in that.
And your self-worth. And like you said, when you're laid off job, and what the problem with the layoff, I need to watch the show, because when you don't get the quick follow-up and someone doesn't hire you fast, you start thinking and saying, well, what's wrong with me?
Yes, all the time.
And that's not the case.
No, nothing wrong with you.
It's just that you haven't found the right place. The right place has not been offered. And if you're a believer, you know that God is setting things up.
Yes, he is.
Years ago, a pastor area came and talked about working in the undercurrent.
Ooh,
oh, she preached that. It's been so many years
Girl,
ago.
I
still remember that sermon.
Because
working in the undercurrent.
People can't see what's going on underneath the ground. That's why farming is so powerful. Yes. If you plant in water, guess what? It has to grow.
See.
There's stuff always happening underneath the soil. There's things underneath the layers that are happening in our life right now, even as we're before you live on Facebook, even as you're listening to us on OMG Live. There are things in our personal and professional lives that are taking place. Even yet, you see us.
And then when God wants to reveal it,
woo, he'll take you up out of hiding. Woo, he'll take you up out of hiding, place you someplace, and he doesn't do it so that you can brag about. He does it to showcase what he did for
what
you,
God
where he brought you from.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in our film, the caption on STEM, the movement, the film, the award-winning docudramedy, the caption is, what is it? Courage gave me a voice. Oh, shame kept me silent. But courage gave me voice. You know, how many of us need courage? How many of us on a daily basis have moments where we just feel a little intimidated or unsure about something or uncertain about the next move? It happens to all of us, no matter how long you've been a Christian, no matter how old you are on earth. It happens to the best of us. And Libby and I want to encourage you. If you stand in need of an answer, if you stand in need of inspiration or encouragement, we know a book, a beautiful book called the B-I-B-L-E. I promise you, there is nothing new under the sun and everything that concerns you. Oh, speaking of which, today, April, we were talking about, April, if you're still listening in, we were talking about Ishmael. We're talking about Sarah and Abram and how they had this child. And, you know, she had Ishmael and the whole thing. And she was like, you know, I just want to, I'm just going to leave there. And she was just going to die. And the Lord was like, no, go back. Because God had promises for him. Now, granted, he wasn't going to be a part of this other situation. But when God has a promise for you and a plan for you, nothing and no one can derail you from that promise. Because he's not a man. He can't lie.
Right.
And so that's just to let people know. That's just to let people know that whatever your situation is, just like in Bible days when he took care of everybody, he will take care of you. Just be faithful over what he's given you and don't even worry about it. Amen. Terry Joyce, your work is not measured by productivity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And April Harris says, thank you, ladies. Great conversation. I'm working on getting my book out to parents. Give love. That's her inspirational messages for parents and children.
That's
they
beautiful.
Can instill in their children her six core values: giving, love, respect, faith, courage, and obedience. April, that's an awesome. You know, I read your book. It's outstanding. So, and to that, Ernest,
come to schools and do parent groups.
That's what you do.
Is she doing that?
If you're not doing that, take her up on it. Parent groups.
Yes.
Come to school and do parent groups.
Yes. Ask the principal. They use a PTO, PTA.
Yes.
And do parent groups on that.
And go around
to
different
education
schools.
And encouragement of parents.
And
some parents are a little lost.
They don't know how to do it because maybe their parents didn't come in, or they're so focused on work that doing the child parent thing, they don't realize the value of their participation and their presence.
Yes. And that's something you think you take for granted, but some people need to be taught. So
keep that in
mind.
Please do that. And also, the phone number, if you want to call in again, is 347-324-5246. Press one, and we'll enter you into the conversation. Hey, did you see the Golden Globe?
I did.
Good. What you want to say about that? Oh, wait a minute. Before you say anything, look what Brother Jono says. I love Brother Jono. He says, God is our source, even though our resources might shift.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
this one right here.
I know.
He said, God is our source, even though our resources might shift. I'm just going to taste that for a minute. Good. I'm going to pin that. That's going to be my pin comment. Thank you, Brother Jono Strickland. I win with them great steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's it. Read that one.
Yeah.
Anywho, so if you want to call in, that's how you call in. Press the number one to be entered into queue. If you've got something you would like to share with us, or if you'd like to join in the conversation, please feel free to do that. So Leslie, you saw the Golden Globe. So my question to those on Facebook, what are some of your favorite moments from the Golden Globes? And hey, Rob Singleton, go ahead. You can interrupt me. What was your favorite moment?
I love the black.
That stood for that Me Too
that
movement.
That stood for the Me Too movement.
And I can say that.
I love the black. I thought that there were more people standing up and speaking out.
Yeah.
It made a huge statement. That and I just saw that was going to be color that day. And when I actually was on my way to church, I decided to change what I was going to wear to represent that. And so I was trying to be wear black on Sunday just because I want to be a part of the Me Too movement. And even though I may not say personally all of the things that have happened to other people have happened to me, I want to support and let them know that there are people who care, who are concerned, or who are ready to fight against injustice.
Amen.
So I appreciate all that black. It was beautiful.
Wasn't it beautiful?
I like black anyway, though.
Me and
colors.
You both. Oprah's speech. Leslie Berger says Oprah's speech was one of her favorite highlights. You know, STEM the Movement is about that whole, we have a segment of our film where we actually talk about, you know, having been raped or molested, domestic violence. So Me Too. You know, I with unfortunate, you know, reality and truth, Me Too. And when those kinds of things happen to you, when you have injustices, social or sexual assaults taking place, you really, it numbs you and it confuses you and it can prompt some craziness in you. I don't know how people get sexually assaulted or abused or domestic violence, become a domestic violence survivor. I don't know, if you don't know Jesus, how they even make it through.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even fathom that.
Yeah, and it's a challenge. I've worked with abusers. I work with abusers, and I've worked with women who have been abused. And so a lot of times, you talk about a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
They don't name a higher power.
Yeah.
You have to find a source stronger than you in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
And we know the true source is God, Jesus, but those who don't have any stability, often they find other sources to pull out. That's alcoholism and drug abuse. Just looking for somebody to help them outside of themselves.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's what the reality is, that they have to go to other things, drugs, alcohol.
Yeah. All kinds of behaviors get formed out of that one behavior. And then I try to remind people, no matter what you were doing, no matter what you were wearing, it's not your fault.
Not your fault.
If you are abused or you're a subject of an abuse or, a sexual assault or something, it was not your fault. No matter what you were wearing, no matter what you were saying, hurt people.
Yeah.
Hurt people hurt minds. Hurt people hurt bodies. Hurt people hurt heart. But at the core of it, and sometimes it's cyclical. You know, they were hurt or they were abused, and so they become the abuser. That's not to make an excuse for them. That's merely to say, when you don't get help for some of the behaviors in your mind, you tend to either act it out or repeat it. So,
there's help for not only the abused, but the abuser as well.
Yeah.
There are programs, not as many, but there are programs, and some, actually, I know a few programs in Chicago that are reach out to those that have said there could be products of abuse.
Yeah.
And because you have to stop the cycle.
You have to.
And I was a more of a victim's advocate than I was the abuser's advocate.
Right.
But I realized if I'm only working with the victim,
then they don't get help, which means that they're going to perpetrate it and do it again.
Right. And that is true. So both programs are important.
Yeah.
And so there's help for both those that have been abused and those that are abusers.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure we reach out, and then to make it not to be
a stigma associated with
reaching out for help.
Yeah.
Or sharing your truth.
Yeah.
That is not a weakness to say that you've been abused.
No.
Or that someone is hurting you.
Yeah.
It's actually a strength.
Yeah.
To be able to say that I need some help, and this situation is out of control.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times people suffer silently. Because of shame. I mean, you all know the young lady, even with the Roy Moore, the one who alleged that Roy Moore had assaulted her when she was younger, they burned her house down.
I saw that. They said it wasn't because of that.
They said it wasn't because of that, but the woman lived in that house all that time.
And then all of a sudden,
when she makes this case known, they burn her house down. And so those kinds of intimidation tactics make people less likely to want to come forward. When people shame you, and I won't go into major detail about our present leadership, but when people shame you and make you feel bad and you feel like they're going to attack you for speaking your truth, it makes you want to coward or shrink. But I want to remind everybody here that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that God is bigger than your situation or the person that you may be outing. And I'm so glad that some of these powerful figures have been getting away with this for years. You know, I mean, when Rose and Matt Lauer and all, like, oh my goodness.
Can't believe it.
Because when you see them on TV, you think they are their job. My point exactly. I'm not my job. You are not your job. So who someone is portraying isn't necessarily who they are 24 hours a day. That's why I'm glad you could catch me on a Monday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm still who I say I am.
Yeah.
I am. Because if I can take a 6-year-old kid with me at any given time, in public at any given time. That's for the grown folks. My husband like, huh? No, if I can take a 6-year-old with me at any given time in public, at any given time, and not be afraid or ashamed of something that might trip out my mouth, then that's me honoring the Lord. Because if you can't have these same conversations with a 6-year-old kid, a little girl or a little boy with you at all day, you gotta watch what you're saying.
Yeah.
You got to watch what you're saying. That's a good litmus test for you.
Challenge.
It'll be a challenge for some. It really is.
For
I mean, some people know my history, my past is not who I am today. I used to curse like a sailor. I really did. And it didn't bother me until I was with some people who didn't curse. And I remember saying, does my cursing bother you? And my girlfriend at the time, Roxanne, said, oh, girl, that's just you. And I turned to my other friend, Teresa TV Blake, and I said, does my cursing bother you? And she said, no, girl, that's just how you are. That's just who you are.
But,
and
yeah.
I remember letting the weight of those words sink
right.
in.
That's who I am.
Mm. That's what I've been doing since they know me. And I said, wait a minute. I don't have to beat that.
Wow.
And so I replaced my cursing with compliments. So those who know me know I'll go, hey, beautiful. Hey, sweetie. You know, I say that all the time because I now look for the beauty in people and I can see it more clearly. And profanity doesn't have to be the foul thing that comes out of my mouth. Now, don't get it twisted. You know, everybody got their own thing. I'm saying that's my thing. Stop. Amen. Amen. Leslie keeps saying you need a T-show. Girl, you know somebody hiring for a TV show? I'm about ready to be on the T-show. Let's get us a TV show going.
All right. That sounds like fun.
That sounds like fun. Let's make it happen. Hey, one last time, if you want to call in to the OMG Radio Show, give us a call at 347-32, the number 1, to be added into queue. And we'll announce your question on air live. So if you're out there and you want to talk about something, amen or praise God. Hey, Sandy. Erwin's
hey.
Her husband. Erwin
hey.
Lee.
What?
He said, hey, Reverend. He said, hey, Reverend Libby. Hey, First Lady Mara. He said it earlier. You missed it. You on your roll. You missed that.
Hey, honey.
So if you guys have a conversation, a topic that you want to cover, we're open. We're wide open. Or if you'd like to call it in, see?
Oh, yeah.
if you'd like to us to chit-chat or cover the conversation, please just mention it. Type it in on Facebook or call in at 347-324-5246. Press the number 1 so that we can enter you into queue. So we talked about the Golden Globes, and then we went into the whole Me Too movement. Is there anybody else that wants to elaborate on that a little bit more? Is there anything someone would like to say? Thanks, everybody that would like to say anything else about the Golden Globe Awards. Is there, what show do you like the best?
This Is Us.
This Is Us, the TV show.
I didn't
show.
See it last night, so please do not spoil
it. Don't spoil it.
I didn't see it the other night. I was like, oh, I missed my show. But
really like that show.
I love how it deals with family and the family dynamics.
Yes.
And the differences in how we perceive the same household.
Yeah.
Your same mother, the same father.
Two different lenses.
Yeah.
That's just like kids, though.
Yeah.
Kids can grow up in the same household. What is it, Eric Michael Dyson? I'm not sure if it's him who had the one brother was incarcerated and he was, you know,
I
think it was him. Either it was him or he talked
about
it. Where one brother was in jail and one brother was extremely successful, grew up in the same household, but because of how they were, I'd say, treated by family or whatever, one was fair skin, one was darker skin, they one was encouraged more.
Mm.
And the one that was encouraged more felt empowered enough to create opportunities. And the other one kind of cowered it because they didn't, which was so sad. But I was watching a movie because we have to vote for the SAG Award.
Yeah.
And so I was just watching my husband and I, Denise, that she liked This Is Us.
Yeah.
We have to watch films for the SAG Award. So last night, my husband and I were watching Dyson. Did I say Tyson? I don't know what I said. Eric Michael Dyson.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, my husband. He's my thesaurus, my Webster Dictionary.
Thank
He's
you.
Just a brilliant man.
He
I
is.
Love you, husband. Pastor.
Best
I love you.
Pastor.
Pastor. But what was I saying, girl? Okay, Mud Journey. Mud, what is it, baby? Do you remember the name of the movie? It's Mud. I can't think of it. Mud. I must come up with it. Mary J. Blige is in it.
Oh.
We watched it last night. And let me tell you, I'm not going to spoiler alert, Mudbound. Thank you. Mudbound. What I loved about the movie is a lot of times when you see movies set in the time of slavery, you see perspective.
Mm.
This perspective allowed you to see and empathize with the pain and the struggle of a Black man who was in slavery, in bondage, but you got to see his why. You got to see the textures of the pain associated with having somebody tell you or your wife or your children what to do. He was strong in his role as the father. And yet, even as the servant or the farmer, the man who was tilling the land, he had integrity and character and a voice without overbearing so that he would be abused or hurt as a result of it. That mud bound was so wonderfully done. And if you haven't seen it, or if you, Barbara Dixon says, hi, sweetheart. I know you're listening in on the radio. Barbara Dixon says, tell Pastor, hey. or she said, yay. Anywho, but if you haven't seen Mudbound, it's a Netflix movie.
Okay.
Check it out. It is worth the time. Hey, Joella. Hey, Karen.
Write that down right now.
Mudbound. Mary J. Blige is in it. And it's an awesome, awesome sneak peek view into the emotional struggle that a black man has or had during the time of slavery and watching all of these injustices. Rich. Again, we're going to give you one more chance to call in. We've had several callers come on, but if you'd like to call back in with another question or comment, please feel free to do that. The phone number is 347-324-5246. This was the first time doing an in-studio guest, and so I had to figure out all the audio splitter stuff, and we're so excited that you guys can hear us and that obviously our online listeners can hear. So yeah. I'm excited. Libby.
I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. What a blessing.
So much
do me fun. A favor. Do a little PSA. Tell the folks about Share to Strengthen. In case there are some ladies out there that want to join the group, tell them where they can find you. Tell them a little bit about what Share to Strengthen is. Does it.
Sure. With Share to Strengthen, I actually started the group in November. I felt like God was telling me many years to with women and do some great things. And I've always had excuse. And then God was just speaking, and I asked a few people to come to my house, and I had a few people come, and I said, but I had everybody over to my house, and I was trying to figure that out. And over again, God was just saying, there's other avenues, and I have friends like Joyce, and other people just encouraging me, you know, you can do a live posting. I'm nervous about being live.
But she does a great job.
I love to encourage, and I love just to share. And so once a week I come on and I share something, a topic that God has given me. And I do a live post for about 45 minutes or so. And I put encouraging things on my page as well. So what I'm hoping as a result of this and to continue is that women really are encouraged and empowered. I know we hear the Live Your Best Life, and I've saw Joel Osteen's book, and I've seen Oprah's post about living the way you're supposed to. But I believe living the way God has called for you to live is so important. And I'm really excited about talking about vision, dreaming. And a lot of us, as women, sometimes we shrink away from what we want to do and what God called us to do because we have fear, anxiety, obstacles, children, husbands. I mean, those aren't bad things. It's just that it tends to sometimes take up a lot of our time. And so we go into real life, and we don't ever stop and sit back and go,
make time.
What is my life supposed to look like? What do I desire life to be and to look like? And so I'm excited about, I told people I'm not a life coach, that I don't like life coach. I have lots of friends that are life coaches. I think that's a great thought, but I'm more of a superior, a special friend or an encourager. I'm more of someone that says you can do it. I'll help you find someone who does what you need to do. And that's what I would like to be for the women in my group. And so it's a small group, but you're welcome to come. I told my husband that I invited some people I know, but I would love for other men
tell
to be a part of it.
Tell them where you are. Tell them how
I'm
they can
at,
reach you.
I'm Share, S-H-A-R-E, the number 2, Strengthen. And that is just my, that's my Facebook group. Well, you can also reach me at share2strengthen@gmail.com. And that's another way you can reach me if you're interested in joining the group and let me know. And I will add you to my group. And I would love to talk with you, love to chat with you. Any thoughts, any questions in our group, We have a great time. I think it's Joan. I see this
it's
year
really
going to be
cool.
Great.
Yeah, and I was blessed to be on the show.
Oh yeah,
that was our first Facebook Live
yes.
deal with our show.
Yeah.
So definitely join the group. It's a closed group,
yes.
but you can join the group. So just put a request in, and she can add you to the group so that you can tune into her on Saturday.
It's Saturday, and it's at 5 Central Standard Time.
Standard
so
five.
I know there's people
so
listening from
3 o'clock.
Places.
5 o'clock. Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Oof.
5 o'clock. 3 o'clock Pacific Standard. 5 o'clock Central and 6 o'clock Eastern Time.
Yeah.
April Marcel just joined us.
Ooh.
I wonder if you're still on. Love, love, love you back. Just happy and excited you are live. April is an amazing filmmaker. April.
Hey.
Oh, what? I guess. Yes. Women. Oh, I do. And
I'm
that's
sure
the one. I do know amazing too. As a matter of fact. One of my amazing men that I know, Clayton Landley, he's been on every TV show. Y'all
really?
Seen him on so
wow.
God, you've seen him on so many TV shows. It's insane. Clayton Landley, L-A-N-D-E-Y.
Awesome.
So no, fantastic, fabulous people. Alicia Ward showed up. Talked about her show, Their Life at Atlanta.
Yes.
That's her show.
Oh.
That's her show. She also
yes.
has a book with the exact same title. And she does a segment now where she does what your things you're grateful for.
Oh, awesome.
So powerful show. We
yeah.
are running out of time.
Are you kidding me?
I promise you. Look, 6:56. What?
It's been an hour?
It's been an hour.
Wow.
I got to do a little house cleaning and tell you where you can get some of my product and our film. Our award-winning docudramedy, STEM the Movement, is available at stemthemovement.org. I'm going to type that in for you. For those that are on Facebook, you can go and check it out. Check out the trailer. The DVD is available. It's only $20. We'd love your support. We want to let you know that STEM the Movement is to give women a voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's our testimony. We share our real-life stories. We peel off the Band-Aid, allow the scars, the cuts, and the bruises to be so that we can continue to heal. So if you'd like to have STEM the Movement at your organization's conference, retreat, or special event, please either inbox me, email us. You can also reach out to us on stemthemovement.org, and that way you can find us there and or purchase the DVD. And, of course, my book, Beyond Blessed, as well as my CD, Ear Candy, Spoken Word for Your Soul. Oh, and I did one of the tracks. I did the credit track on our film. So listen to the end credit song because I wrote and produced that. But my book and my CD is available at maragale.com. And because I know that Lady Dixon, Barbara Dixon, asked about your book, where can people get your book?
You'll have to actually
email
me
at share,
the
number
two, the number two
strengthen at
gmail.com.
Because I know. We've got maybe 3 more minutes to go. I'm pretty sure we don't have any callers at this juncture. Good. We're good. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about or you want to share?
No.
Or that you want to say?
I think this is great.
You think it was great?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I had fun.
Yeah.
This was a
yeah,
really,
yeah.
a really comfortable show for she and I to do. We just naturally kind of have this back and forth kind of just conversation relationship since we met. We kind of love it, and we've been nonstop. Matter of fact, we went out on a double date, and our husbands were literally only staying in the restaurant because she and I couldn't stop talking. We couldn't stop talking to each other. I love me some hugs, and she happens to be my daughter too.
Yes.
So that's absolutely awesome. There you go. Ragamond, he's my friend. We met in Hawaii.
Ooh.
He was playing the ukulele. I'll never forget. They brought sheet music. We were singing in Hawaii. My girlfriend Kim Rance and I were there for both of our birthday, and he was playing on the ukulele and passed out sheet music so we could sing songs. It was beautiful.
Great.
Christmas songs in Hawaii. Y'all don't understand what life can be like. It gets gooder and gooder.
Yeah.
And on that note,
yeah.
We could close with a segment, a quick word just saying be you, be amazing, and don't let anybody stop you. Just keep moving. And nobody can be good at you as you can. So be you, people. God bless. We're out. Ha ha ha!
wait to give you the answers to the questions you've been wanting. Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. OMG.